The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And tonight is 55.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The reason we had that kind of funny look on our faces, we couldn't hear anything because somebody had turned down all of the sound. Sound.
That seems like a silly plan.
Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
Well, anyway, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 27th of May. It's Memorial Day. It's not really Memorial Day. It is the day that we celebrate Memorial Day with a three-day weekend, so we can really kind of shadow what Memorial Day really is, which is the 30th.
It's a day of remembrance.
Yeah.
So is it just because of a three-day weekend? Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, they made it into a three-day weekend, which kind of overshadows what Memorial Day is really about. But it's 7:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's back. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
A lot of patriotic music today.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, perhaps the hymns of each one of the services, perhaps all those other things you find so well there.
Can do.
But Linda.
Good morning, everybody. And first, before we tell you about what's happening as far as Memorial Day observances, let's go into our weather. Partly sunny, then a chance of showers with our highs of 75 today and our lows of 56. Now, tomorrow calls for a sunny day. You know, we've had just a crazy week of weather past tense. Tuesday calls for sunny and a high of 86. It's just interesting, and we've gone from the 50s up to the 80s again. Tuesday night calls for partly cloudy with a low of 62. So we've got a, you know, big 30-degree drop in there. Wednesday, mostly sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms again, high of 88, low of 62. And Thursday calls for mostly sunny, then a slight chance of thunderstorms again with a high of 86 and a low of 62. And as we progress to Friday, our temperatures will be around 90 degrees. Saturday, sunny near high 93, and Sunday, 93. I think we're getting back to what, you know, here we were. We went to the rodeo. It was freezing. It was cold, and it was raining. We did opening night of Tiger Field. Anyway, first of all, the weather's brought to you by, of course, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. They are wonderful sponsors for the weather, so we always want to give a shout out to them. Veteran-owned, by the way, veteran-owned business. But when we were at the Colt 45s game on the opening night. It was a tribute to veterans. I know we did have a good crowd, although we were underneath. We didn't
It didn't ring.
We didn't see the alert. There was an alert.
We didn't see the tornado warning.
And somebody came up and said, "Oh my God, I just saw this alert on our, you know, this extreme weather alert on our phone." And then my girlfriend who was here.
Oh, mine said it was thunderstorms.
She got the severe tornado weather alert as well. What?
Well, but we were out at the game.
I know, but she saw it later.
Oh, later.
Later,
yeah.
when she was driving back to Palm Springs, she said, "I had no idea because we were having so much fun doing our thing."
Well, we were looking at it, and it was completely surrounded. First of all, it was a great opening night. Linda and her fellow singer did the national anthem, Peggy, and a bunch of high fives going on around there as y'all left the field. And then but you could watch, you know, you watch the clouds. First of all, in the beginning of the game, you were thinking, okay, they're all blowing away.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of like got darker and started circled all around away from us. And it didn't rain one time.
On us.
During the game. No, we could see some lightning out there. And then I saw Dan Beans from RU that was there supporting the game. And he said, yeah, there have been reports. He said, we got a report that about 700 homes lost power due to a lightning strike. But that was early on.
Wow.
And so we watch this, and then we're there for the game, and then we leave, and then we find out that there had been tornado warnings.
Afterwards. I know, but we didn't see it. But come to find out when we got home and looked at Facebook, There were people who had golf. So okay, here's the kids with the flags. We wish we had a...
Kids are putting flags
up.
Yeah,
they're putting
right
the flags up Memorial Day. Hey, by the way, the Colt 45s, they're against the Reading Ringtails tonight. And that's for the Car and Campfire First Responders Night. You know what? It just is... They had wonderful food out there. We had hot dogs. It was just a great night. So anyway, I guess is it the Boy Scouts or who puts up the flag?
I think it's the Boy Scouts. Anyway, tonight's game is brought to you by Jersey Mike's.
Oh,
Memorial
yeah.
Day. Jersey Mike's and also for this because they've done so much for our community. So it'll be Jersey Mike's is bringing us the game tonight.
Congratulations.
It was McConnell Foundation on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... They're sponsoring these games in the sense of, helping to bring games to everybody.
Do you know what was really cool? And I remember saying to Peggy as we were looking out to Tiger Field because they've painted it. They've just, again, every year they do some new improvements. And so it just really looks great, you know, the seats and everything. But they had the new logos that were painted on the buildings. And we were standing in a place. I said, will you just, try to take a picture of this. You saw the Tiger Field emblem. You look past, way over on the other side of the field where the flag is waving. Mm-hmm. It was waving at full mast because it was windy, somewhat windy, and there was a rainbow on the side of it with the black rolling clouds behind it. It was so awesome.
It was. It was. It was. I'm just thinking of, you know what, the game, too, was outstanding. The 45s have got a good team. I mean, they're whacking the ball. There's home runs.
Serious.
There's everything. Had a great pitcher. And then the other pitcher that came in, okay, this is no offense to the young man because he has long hair. But when he's pitching, Butch looks at me and he goes, does he look like Joe Dirt from the movie?
And I went,
well, he did. It was, it was kind of cool.
So the rest of the night you call him Joe Dirt?
No, we didn't because the kid had a great job.
Okay, well, anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Northern California Veterans Cemetery and also the Anderson Observance.
Well, we're going to talk about it now, but we're going to continue to talk about it during the this morning to make sure everybody knows what's happening today.
All right, so let's a Memorial Day ceremony will be held at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in IGO, where more than 7,500 veterans and their spouses have been laid to rest. This is the Northern California Veterans Cemetery off of Gas Point Road in IGO. That is tonight at 5:55 p.m. If you've never been or you've been before, it's just always a spectacular thing to go and witness and hear the speakers and just have a moment of observance. All right, so then in Anderson today, a Memorial Day ceremony will be held at the Anderson Ceremony with flags and wreaths to mark the route from downtown Veterans Walk.
Anderson Cemetery.
Of honor to the cemetery. So that's at the Anderson Cemetery. Where is that? Cemetery Lane in Anderson, 2500. That's today at 11 a.m.
Right. And they're putting up the flags right now. As we know, they're putting it up outside right now in our
Market
Street lineup like they do.
And if you want a glimpse of that, we do have a picture of it on Facebook.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Great. And then then Thursday at the Honor Grove at the Civic Auditorium at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that'll be nice.
That will be also a ceremony remembering, which is Memorial Day. Is the 30th.
Okay.
Have
and
been
all,
designated.
Today, all federal, state, and city and county offices will be closed, banks, schools, and the post office. Refuse will be picked up one day late. I know that usually our day to get our garbage picked up is today. So we were looking this up. It's a federal holiday today, and I don't know.
Everything's closed except us. Well, you know, when you come to work, usually when I come into work, it's around 6:15. You know, we were between 6 and 6:15. And there's some cars out today. There was none. I could have blown through every light in Reading. There was nothing there.
Are you looking forward to talking a little bit about headlines?
I am, but I'm looking also to want to talk about what Memorial Day is.
All right, let's
do
that.
How it started and how it got to here. But we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. It's a good way to start off, a veteran-owned business. Alliance Heating and Air. They've been in the business for over 25 years. They can, they're people, they've got a number of people. They're all have been through training and then advanced training on any type of heating and cooling system you can imagine. Alliance Heating and Air is there for you. They take care of your needs. They've been voted best of the North State. They're the ones that take care of our HVAC systems. Never had any problems. And the one time we did, it wasn't them. The compressor blew out. And then they moved mountains to try and fix that one. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. It is 7:15 here on the, you know, on the, we're celebrating Memorial Day weekend and as Memorial Day, but Memorial Day really is Thursday. So, but there's a lot of people out there right now kind of lean back. And all we're looking for is for you all, yeah, enjoy this day, but take a moment at some point today. Pause and think about what Memorial Day is about those who lost their lives in defense of this country.
To you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the river. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the river. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with the new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime. at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
They're smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
Shining Care is proud to present It Takes a Community to Keep Our Seniors Safe Symposium with keynote speaker Paul Greenwood. Join us June 5th, 8 to 4 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino, free to the public with lunch. There'll be speakers, resource exhibits, and a panel of experts to take your questions. Seating is limited. Registration required at shiningcare.org/upcoming events. The free Keep Our Elders Safe Symposium is sponsored by PSA2, Passages, Reading Rancheria, and My Umbrella Marketing.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back.
Well, I love it.
Yeah, we're going to do probably a lot of patriotic music today since it is Memorial Day.
Stuff makes me cry.
It's not really Memorial Day. This is the day, though, that people celebrate it. There's a lot of things you can do, but let's talk about Memorial Day. What is Memorial Day? But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals here to help you move your dreams forward. That's right. They want to move your dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, Memorial Day. And what is it? And what happened? What started? You know, it started lots of arguments about when it exactly started. But it was back during the Civil War, it looks like. There were times that in the southern areas, in Virginia, in June 3rd, 1861, was the location of the first Civil War soldiers' graves ever to be decorated, according to a Richmond Times-Dispatch article in 1906. In 1862, women in Savannah, Georgia, decorated Confederate soldiers' graves. 1863, the cemetery dedication at Gettysburg, you know, of course, the Gettysburg Address, was a ceremony of commemoration at the graves of the dead soldiers. Some have claimed that Lincoln was the founder of Memorial Day because of that. On July 4th, 1864, ladies decorated soldiers' graves, according to local historians in Bowlesburg, Pennsylvania. And Bowlesburg promotes itself as the birthplace of Memorial Day. I think it's hard to say where the birthplace place was because so many people were out there remembering people. And they, on different days, commemorations were widespread after Lincoln's assassination. More than 600,000 soldiers of both sides who died in the Civil War meant that burial and memorialization took on a new cultural significance. In 1865, the federal government began creating national military cemeteries for the Union War dead. It was said that in 1865, recently freed African American held a parade of 10,000 people to honor 257 dead Union soldiers whose remains had been reburied from a mass grave in a Confederate prison camp. By the 20th century, various Union memorial traditions celebrated on different days merged, and Memorial Day eventually extended to honor all Americans who died while in U.S. military service. On May 26, 1966, President Lyndon Johnson designated an official birthplace of the holiday by signing the presidential proclamation naming Waterloo, New York, as the holder of this title. The action followed House Concurrent Resolution 587, in which 89th Congress had officially recognized the patriotic tradition of observing Memorial Day. Memorial Day had begun 100 years prior in Waterloo. And it credits a druggist, Henry C. Wells, and a county clerk as the founders of the holidays. Scholars have determined that the Waterloo account is a myth. However, it was Memorial Day was finally an official, was official in there as the official place. Anyway, it started in 1868. General John A. Logan issued a proclamation calling for a decoration day to be observed annually. That was in the North. And in the South, women in Columbus, Mississippi, laid flowers in the graves of both the Union and the Confederate dead in the city's Friendship Cemetery, claiming to be their first decoration day. at Gettysburg in 1868, they became nationally known. In July 1913, veterans of the United States and Confederate armies gathered in Gettysburg to commemorate the 50-year anniversary of the Civil War's bloodiest and most famous battle. So what they've done is they've changed it in 1915, following the Second Battle of Yeps. Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae, a physician with the Canadians, wrote the poem In Flanders Fields. In 1918, inspired by that poem, YWCA worker Moina Michael attended a YWCA Overseas War Secretaries Conference wearing a silk poppy pinned to her coat and distributed over two dozen more to the others present. In 1920, the National American Legion adopted it as their official symbol of remembrance. So, it's today that people are
wearing poppies?
Well, it's today. You'll see it today. You'll see it Thursday. And, of course, the annual day is the 30th. But they're doing, in 2000, Congress passed a National Moment of Remembrance Act asking people to stop and remember at 3 p.m. The veterans of foreign wars and sons of Union veterans advocated returning to the original date. The VFW stated in 2002, changing the date merely to create three-day weekends has undermined the very meaning of the day. No doubt this has contributed a lot to the general public's nonchalant observance of Memorial Day. So,
I wonder, okay.
That's why they have this other one on Thursday, which was the official Memorial
Day. Right. Well, that's at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic.
Right.
Now, I'm wondering, because it's, you know, after a while when things get watered down, it's like changing the last name of something. It's weird. My analogies that come out of my head, but like, say your last name was really Tchaikovsky, and then all of a sudden you're Schaff. You know, it's like, well, what happened? So there's a tradition, there's a thing that comes down, it gets watered down, and all of a sudden, you know, do you think anybody really, except for unless you're in the military, how many people are going to stop at 3 o'clock and think, well, that's been written and that was written up as the time to stop and think about it? Nobody knows that unless they really, what I'm trying to do is bring to light that things get watered down. Today's Memorial Day weekend. A lot of people are visiting and they're barbecuing, but how many people, unless you really served in the military, remember? Do you think classes talk about what does Memorial Day mean to you? Do you think schools say, tell me, you know, has anybody served in your family? What has it meant for you? There was an article today, and if you've ever served in the Army, a tweet that went out. And I had to stop reading it about the fifth response. One was very positive, but the other ones were like, who would want to enlist when you read all of the things that they posted of what some of the tweets were?
Well, I kind of look at it like this, that there are people that have served and there are people that haven't. That's it. People have served and people who haven't.
And for the people who have served, there's a brethren. This is something I've witnessed. My dad served. How many people?
That the people that have served are better
than
the people that
haven't. No, it isn't, but there's a commonality.
There's only two types of people.
Okay.
People have served and people that haven't.
Okay, so I'm on the other type.
You are.
I haven't served.
No, but you sleep with me.
So, this is not funny. You know, she's laughing in there because, you know, I was a brownie. I sold poppies. I sold pins. I collected garbage.
I don't mean this to denigrate
other people. Sir?
I'm just saying is that there's people that served in the armed forces of this country and people that have it. Some people are not meant to. Some people don't
want to.
I don't look down on them for that.
No.
But I look at people as who served and who have it. And when people say to me, gosh, you know what? I really wish I had it. I don't say anything because I think, well, you could have. But you chose not to. But that's okay. You chose not to. This life isn't for everyone. This life of possible death of leaving it at a moment's notice, at going places to defend this country and this country's interest and the country's people. And you, of course, you're fighting for those people around you, your fellow Marines, soldiers, sailors, airmen. That's the thing. But it doesn't mean that people that don't serve are lesser people.
Right.
It doesn't mean that at all. It just means is that there's people who have served and people who haven't. And a lot of us look at it like that. We don't look down on people.
Right.
But you have this, you are absolutely right. You have this
brotherhood.
Feeling of brotherhood.
Camaraderie.
A camaraderie with another person who served. Even if it's in another service or anything. Mark Stories, Air Force enlisted. I was a Marine officer, yet we have a lot in common because we talk about things, deployments and having to leave and all these things. So many things that we have in common. We all have in common. And when it gets into combat, it's even more. But that's what Memorial Day is about, though, is those who have been in combat, who have fallen in the defense of this country, and those who have died later on from wounds they suffered in defense of this country. Agent Orange killed many, many, many people later on. My cousin, many others have died because of Agent Orange and what it caught, and what it did to people then. So we have to take a break.
When we get back, you read a little bit of a story. There's a story that is very heartwarming about a woman who has cared for a grave. I'm going to tell you, I want to read the story. Just bear with me because the outcome is incredible. It reminds me of when we were in Normandy and we brought a group of veterans from Reading, and our last trip, our last area was Normandy, and to see in Normandy the American flags are hanging out on the buildings, and how grateful the people in that part of France were that they were free. They hung our flags out, and it was like, whoa, it just showed us
much. It was even more than that, but after you get to your story, we got to take a break. It's 7:31 in the morning, and it is right around 54 degrees out there, and we'll be right back. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start Program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here, so this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at RedingRancheria.com.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:36 in the morning here on the official Memorial Day. I shouldn't say official. It was moved so it was this day so we could have a three-day weekend for people. Of course, Memorial Day is Thursday, but there's a lot of things going on today to commemorate. Memorial Day. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business right here in Redding. Been repairing windshields for, gosh, over a decade, and is one of the only Bureau of Automotive Repair Association approved. That's Jeff at Crackmaster, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and then he guarantees his work. If it's something he can't fix, he'll tell you he won't be wasting your time or money. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. And people with the big RVs, and you got those big windshields, he's really good at fixing those. Linda, good morning.
Hi, good morning. And, we are celebrating Memorial Day today. As a nation. And I came upon a story that I'd like to share with you. It's about a woman by the name of Mia Verkennis. For more than 70 years, she tended to the grave of an American soldier in her Dutch village, knowing nothing about him beyond what was inscribed on its white marble cross. Joseph P. Gerarcy, Private 26th Infantry, 1 Division, New York, November 17, 1944. For Kenneth didn't know Gerarcy lived in Rochester, New York, or that he was 21 years old when he died, or that he had a job at Bosch and Lomb waiting for him at home. She didn't know he was the only son of Italian immigrant parents, or that he had three sisters, or that none of them knew he was dead when she began caring for his final resting place. But like them, for Kenneth never forgot Gerarcy, who was one of about 17,800 American soldiers killed in World War II, and buried in the Netherlands American Cemetery in the village of Margretin. At least once a year since 1945, Verkennis has visited Gerarcy's grave to lay flowers, pray, and reflect on a sacrifice. On Memorial Day, she will do the same. She is one of the thousands of Dutch people, schools, businesses, and social organizations who have adopted the headstone of fallen Americans there as their own, although the cemetery is formally maintained by the American Battle Monuments Commission. Most of the adopters are strangers to the kin of the American wards, just as Verkennis was to Gerarcy's relatives until last year. Then, with the help of an English-speaking friend, Verkennis tracked down and contacted Gerarcy's living nieces. We can't thank her enough, said Donna Hooker, whose late mother was Gerarsi's sister. Like Verkennis, Hooker, 72, never knew Gerarsi or much about him either. The closest she got to him was studying a framed military-issued portrait of him that sat in her grandmother's dining room cabinet and wondered what happened to him. All we knew is he was killed in war, Hooker said. Nobody ever talked about Uncle Joe. They never mentioned him. Never. And we didn't know why. The only thing we could figure out with his, which his death was such a shock. Gerarsi enlisted in the Army in January 1943 and was deployed overseas in September 1944 with the 26th Regiment of the 1st Infantry Division. That November, he marched into the Hürtgen Forest and the German-Belgian border of landscape straight out of Grimm's fairy tales. The Hürtgen Forest is a seemingly impenetrable mass of vast, undulating, blackish-green ocean stretching as far as the eye can see, the U.S. Army's official historian wrote of the territory. Upon entering the forest, you want to drop things behind you to mark your path, as Hansel and Gretel did with their breadcrumbs. But instead of witches hiding in the 50 square miles of towering fir trees, there were Nazis hunkered in well-camouflaged fortifications. Pine needles blanketing the forest floor concealed mines known as bouncing Bettys that sprung into the air and detonated at waist high. Gerarsi's division was to pin down the Nazis in the woods to keep them from reinforcing the front line further to the north. It was a bad idea. The battle fought over three bloody months has been described as a defeat of the first magnitude. Casualties number between 33,000 and 55,000 American soldiers killed or wounded in the forest, and Gerarsi was one of them. The United States needed to bury its dead. The 1,500 inhabitants of Margatron have been recently liberated from Nazi occupation by the Americans, welcomed the fallen out of sense of gratitude and duty. The mayor hosted commanders of the American Bureau effort in his home. Villagers helped dig. The first body was buried November 10, 1944, a week to the day before Gerarsi was killed. Between then and the spring of 1945, hundreds of bodies were trucked in daily. The work was piling up. We needed hundreds of workers, wrote Joseph Schulman, the commanding officer in his 1947 memoir, Crosses in the Wind. The odor from the bodies was getting worse and could be smelled all the way into the village. This is why I think it's so important. This is a sidebar I'm saying right now, Carl. It's important that we read and we remember. That's why I'm going to continue on. Over the next 2 years, some 17,740 American soldiers would be buried there. Many of them would later be disinherited and repatriated by the request of their families. Today, about 8,300 graves remain. Gerarsi's family never took to the War Department upon its offer in 1946 to return his remains to Rochester. They never wanted the body back because my grandmother always said, how would we know it was him? Hooker, retired middle school history teacher, said. The Gerarsi family had reason to be skeptical. In 1944, about 3 weeks after Gerarsi's division went into the forest, his parents received a telegram informing that their son had been slightly wounded. On November 17th, a month later, the War Department sent them a temporary address for him. His family wrote but received no response. The following April, another telegram reported Gerarsi is missing since November 17th. Then a letter arrived in July informing the family the War Department had no information on Gerarsi. The timeline was chronicled in a desperate letter to the War Department written that summer by Hooker's mother, Josephine Siska, pleaded for news about her brother. We never did get a letter from my brother since the day he was wounded, she concluded. Not until October 1945 would the Gerarsis learn he was dead. Another year would pass before the War Department would write again, informing the family he was buried in Margaretton. They said my grandmother's hair turned white overnight when she heard the news. Records kept the family from those years knowing Gerarsi was identified by two dog tags around his neck. He had on him a Gruen wristwatch, Polaroid sunglasses, and a fountain pen. He was buried August 31st, 1945, 9 months after his death. That was where and roughly when Verkennis became acquainted with him. The cemetery's grave adoption program was already underway, and Verkennis, who was 15, then went by Mia Smeets, assumed responsibility for the resting place of Gerarsi and two other servicemen, according to her adoption card provided by an official with the cemetery's Grave Adoption Foundation. One of her servicemen was later repatriated. The other Air Force Sergeant Jim Garvey of Chicago remained. Girarcy and Garvey were a mystery to McKenna, and she went about living the life they never would. She would work in a department store, marry, have three children, become a grandmother, a great grandmother, and finally a widow. She now resides in an assisted living facility. But her attention to them never wavered. She said, though, an interpreter that she visits them every Memorial Day and on the village annual commemoration of its liberation in September. McKenna's now 89, said she would often wonder who the soldiers were, and in late 2017, she resolved to find out. Maria Bowler, the English-speaking friend who helped Verkennis track down and contact the Girarcy family, recalled that they barely knew Verkennis when Verkennis arrived on her doorstep one day and asked for help. She said, "I know you speak English. Can you help me find these soldiers' families?" Tom Hermes, the cemetery's grave adoption foundation official, estimated that less than half of the adopters have contacted their servicemen's families. He invited relatives of the fallen to inquire about the adopters through the foundation's website. She said, "I've waited 70 years for this. Each year I visit the cemetery to pay my respects to your uncle. On Memorial Day, there are flowers and American and Dutch flags. Please know," her letter ended, "that my thoughts often go out to your uncle, you, and the rest of your family."
Wow. You know, it's funny that sometimes, like we were at Normandy, and we have to take a break here, that in the surrounding area, there were American flags flying everywhere, and they had their school kids. School kids were coming in and were being told the story of how the Americans and the British and the French landed on D-Day to liberate France and the rest of Europe. And, you know, Americans are loved down there. You may get into Paris and things might be a little bit different, but down along the coast there where they saw the Americans coming through there and so many Americans dying. And we look at D-Day when so many were killed on D-Day, but on June 6th. And by the way, there is going to be a ceremony on June 6th at the Eaton House, I believe.
Yes.
And we'll get more information about that later. But on this, if you have the opportunity to go to Normandy, if you have the opportunity, I would recommend you go. And you look at all of these, names, all of these different people, all these men and some women who died. It wasn't just on June 6th, July 4th, into the end of July, into August, were buried there during this battle off the beach and into France itself. And this is where they were brought and they were buried. There are thousands. I think there's like over 244,000 Americans buried in cemeteries all over the world. So, hey, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They may be closed today in honor of our veterans. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserved seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Not a ball we have done fighting till the battle won, and the army we're pulling along.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is the 27th of May. This is the official three-day weekend for Memorial Day, and it is about 56 degrees out there and going up to the, low 70s, 72, 73 today with maybe a possibility of rain. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment of the show. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers is there for you. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Hey, if you've ever heard of Rolling Thunder, Rolling Thunder is a organization that started, 30 years ago. It's a 30-year tradition. And what it is, it's a motorcycle ride that people converge from all over the United States to come to Washington, D.C., and then they do a ride in memory of those missing in action soldiers and sailors and Marines. And the announcement was is that they may have to end this because of the cost of the rising cost for permits there and problems they were having parking in the Pentagon in the south parking lot. So they might have to move it. But President Trump rolls in and says the great patriots of Rolling Thunder will be coming back to Washington, D.C. next year and hopefully for many years to come. It's where they want to be and where they should be. And an organization gave them donated $200,000 to help them pay for permits and all the things that cost them on this. When I say 200,000 bikers come through here and they ride from the Pentagon to the National Mall, paying tribute to U.S. fallen service members and those missing in action. And like Trump says, I can't imagine that, that why Washington, D.C. would give them problems with permits, except you've got a whole bunch of motorcyclists driving through town, completely ignoring the helmet law while they're doing that. So, but this thing is bigger than that. I mean, you've got people riding clear across country to join up for this, and they park. It used to park down in the south parking lot of the Pentagon, and it just fills up this whole place. And then they make their run down through town. Thousands of people watch it every year. There's a guy dressed, he may be a Marine. He's dressed, he puts his dress blues on, and he stands in the middle of the street in this one spot. And they actually, he salutes for the whole ride. For the whole ride, he salutes. It's for hours.
Wow.
He stands there saluting. People come up, take their photos with them.
That's great.
People will bring him something to drink, things like, you know, if it gets hot out there. But he stands there, and he salutes everybody that goes by there. I mean, it is fantastic. The overall, you know, you can't say that there's no trouble, but there's very little trouble. There's no trash to be picked up. They take care of their own trash and all this. So, well, maybe it'll go on. Maybe we'll have a chance to ride in the Rolling Thunder at some point. Of course, it would mean getting another bike, which, you know, not impossible, but not right there in the cards.
Okay. Well, do you miss a Memorial Day run?
I miss runs now and then, yes. But it's something you have to do a lot. You can't just pick up a bike after a year and get on it, and then especially riding with people, because riding with people, a lot of them just do that.
They ride
five times a year, and then they get in one of these big rides, and they're unprepared to handle the slowness of it, or the fact you have to speed up and slow down. I'm not saying those days are behind me, but now some things that are happening that are we were talking about this with our police, the changing of the concept of from a reasonable officer, what a reasonable officer would do in a shooting to a necessary. And this was a big thing because use of deadly force, was it what a reasonable officer would do? Or was it necessary? Well,
okay.
Now necessary also threw in there that they had done everything they had done, tried to talk them down, tried to use other force, you know, other levels of force, and they made it very specific. Well, every law enforcement agency in California started fighting it because what it was going to do was it was going to let people second guess the police in a moment when their life was on the line, maybe years later. So every one of the police agencies was against this, as they should be. And everybody that is guarded by police should stand up and say, this is wrong, because what you're doing, you're setting it up so police are going to be killed, or they're not going to do their job because they are in fear of their careers and being sued and put in jail for doing something that is in their, you know, that's in part of their job description. Major law enforcement organizations dropped their opposition Thursday to California legislation that changes it to from reasonable to necessary. The measure would bar police from using lethal force unless it was necessary to defend against an imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury to officers or bystanders. And this was caused by, a police shooting of an unarmed suspect. The current standard lets officers kill if they have reasonable fear they or others are in imminent danger. With so many unnecessary deaths, I think everybody agree we need to change how deadly force is used in California, said Democrat Shirley Weber of San Diego, who wrote the measure. We can now move a policy forward that will save lives. The issue has gone, you know, as I said, that people have lost loved ones to police shootings, but it's also police who are out there putting their lives on the line every day and have, you know, literally tens of seconds to make up their mind. When somebody reaches, we tell them to keep your hands up, and they reach into their belt and pull something out from their belt, police are going to shoot because they've already told them, don't do this. And whether it's a cell phone, a flashlight, or their wallet, they still have told them, don't move, don't do this. So what's happened? The measure was amended. The revised version of the bill Phil Thursday drops an explicit definition of necessary that was in the original. The deleted language said officers could open fire where there is no reasonable alternative. The amended measure also makes clear that officers are not required to retreat or back down in the face of subject's resistance, and officers don't lose their right to self-defense if they use objectively reasonable force. So, we're going to talk more about this when we get back. It's 7:59 in the morning, and when we come back, got open lines for people that may want to talk and discuss what Memorial Day means to them, but we have a whole lot of other things to talk about also. We'll be right back after these messages and the news. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has become the first world leader to meet Japan's new emperor.
The president greeted Emperor Naruhito at Japan's Imperial Palace, marking the first formal visit of a world leader.
It is a true privilege to take part in the splendor of this historic moment and to witness an ancient Japanese tradition as you begin the new imperial era.
Later, Mr. Trump was the guest of honor at an imperial banquet. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And in meetings with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Mr. Trump talked about the nuclear standoff with North Korea, also discussing U.S.-Japan trade and the ongoing trade talks with China. Two people killed, more than two dozen hurt, the results of a tornado that ravaged the Oklahoma City suburb of El Reno. Area resident Matthew Gist telling KOTV he's thankful to be alive.
It's very emotional because a lot of things could have happened that didn't. So I'm just thankful to the Lord this morning for being here.
Forecasters warn more severe weather, flooding, even tornadoes is possible. Two automakers talking merger, and that's making waves in global financial markets.
Fiat Chrysler is proposing to merge with France's Renault to create the world's third largest automaker and combine their investments in the race to make new electric and autonomous vehicles. The merged company would reshape the global industry. It would make some 8.7 million vehicles a year, leapfrogging General Motors and training only Volkswagen and Toyota. Shares of both companies jumped over 10% on the news of the offer, which would see each other's shareholders split ownership in the new manufacturer. I'm Charles DeLetesma.
U.S. financial markets, including Wall Street, closed for Memorial Day. The Dow resumes trading tomorrow at 25,585. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Warren Buffett says our markets work in 10-year cycles. It's a shame we only have 7-year memories. The bad news is the last recession happened 10 years ago. What happens when the next recession comes? The Federal Reserve has manipulated rates so low they'll now have to print tens of trillions of dollars. As they print more money, the dollar will devalue and gold will soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold, the highest rated firm in the country, and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. My book explains why gold is going to $5,000 over the next few years. And if you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of my national bestseller for free. Text the words bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. Don't be a victim in the next recession. That's the word bestseller to 49776.
Israel's newly elected parliament is on the clock to form a coalition government.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's effort to form a governing coalition will culminate in the next 36 hours. Barring a last-minute compromise on drafting ultra-Orthodox youth into the military, the premier is likely to present a bill to disperse parliament and initiate a snap vote by Wednesday's deadline. According to an Israeli poll, Netanyahu's Likud party would win again with an identical 35 mandates, with the right-wing bloc increasing its majority to 68 seats in the 120-member parliament. Nevertheless, most expect negotiations to go down to the wire, and few would be surprised if Netanyahu pulls another rabbit out of his hat before being forced to call elections that most Israelis deem unnecessary. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Air China, one of China's three major state-owned airlines, joining carriers asking Boeing for compensation for the grounding of its 737 MAX jetliners following two fatal crashes.
An employee of Air China's publicity department says the carrier also has asked Boeing for compensation for disruption due to delays in delivery of new aircraft. Air China becomes the second Chinese carrier to ask Boeing for compensation following state-owned China Eastern Airlines last month. China was among the first governments to order carriers to suspend the use of the 737 MAX in March following crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed a total of 346 people.
Correspondent Jeremy House. One of the most iconic players in NFL and Green Bay Packers history has died. Bart Starr died yesterday, Birmingham, Alabama, at the age of 85. The Packers say he had been in failing health since 2014. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today's the 27th of May. It's Memorial Day weekend, and a lot of people are off today. Everything's closed, all the banks, the schools. If you put your garbage cans out for today, just leave them out there because they're not going to pick them up until tomorrow. The news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda Bott.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show. Here we are live, Memorial Day. Partly sunny, then chance of showers today with a high of 75, then chance of showers and partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 56. Tuesday, sunny with a high of 86. Beautiful day, and then tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Now, coming up on Wednesday, mostly sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms with the highs of 88, overnight lows of 62. And Thursday, mostly sunny, then slight chance of thunderstorms with the high of 86 and lows of 62. Friday calls for a clear and sunny day with a high of around 90. Saturday, sunny with a high near 93. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 93. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. Now, today being Memorial Day, it's all federal, state, city, and county offices are closed. Banks, schools, and post office, of course. Garbage will be picked up one day late, and just remember, it is a federal holiday.
Okay, and I just want to finish up on that last part about police and how this has changed on the use of force going from reasonable to necessary. The bottom line on this is that the police and all the agencies are not fighting anymore because they changed the definition. They did not get explicit about what necessary was. They're not going to have to retreat. They will not lose their right to self-defense if they use objectively reasonable force. Objectively reasonable force, very much the same as what they have now. The court can still consider whether the officers needlessly escalated a situation or failed to use de-escalation tactics that could have avoided a shooting. It's not going to cover those people that shoot an unarmed man running down the road, like as we've seen in these horrible videos. It's going to it will protect a man, though, that's being attacked by somebody, an officer being attacked by somebody, to use lethal force if he believed his life was in danger. A use of force consultant to law enforcement agencies, the language is virtually legally synonymous with current constitutional standards for use of force. There really is a distinction without a legal difference. But the University of South Carolina law professor says the revised bill does a better job than any law I'm aware of in defining what is an imminent threat. Okay. But the thing is that our officers are being protected. Our officers will not have to, at least under this bill the way it is now, will not be concerned about being sued or put on trial 3 years later for a use of deadly force when now it becomes subjective witnesses. on whether he should have done it or not. Okay. I'm finished with that. The today, of course, is the observance of Memorial Day of those who have died. You know, we talk about going to some of the things you can do today. You can go to cemeteries and put a flag on or flowers. But as we know, Preston Sharp has already put in over 250,000. He has, over the last few years, has decorated over 250,000 graves with flags and flowers. And he was out in Igo with a lot of volunteers. But if you go to other graves or other cemeteries, you feel free to do that. The other things you can do is fly your flag at half-mast for today, from noon till the end of the day, to commemorate those fallen. And the final resting places of, I said 224,000. I was wrong. It was 124,000 plus U.S. servicemen are buried in 26 cemeteries in 17 foreign countries, ranging from the Philippines to Hawaii, which isn't a foreign country, of course, to England, France, Luxembourg, Italy, Tunisia, and, yes, Mexico City. The only overseas cemetery probably well known is the one at Normandy, because that's where they filmed Saving Private Ryan, but it was also Normandy where we landed on D-Day. And D-Day, by the way, is June 6th, is 75 years ago on June 6th, we landed at Normandy to break up the Nazi Empire, to take back Europe. Their cemeteries are really simple. Too outrageous, nothing too large displays. They're just rows upon rows of white crosses or Stars of David. They're overseen and administrated by the American Battle Monuments Commission. It was established in 1923 in the wake of World War I. The story of Memorial Day is so, it's so touching, but so many people don't really know it, and we talked about it in the first hour, so I'm not going to go back into it again. But I believe that people need to take some time today and think about this. If you know, most of us have been touched by war in one way or the other. You know, your most of the people, it's their grandparents or their parents that fought in World War II. Many people, and now are passing away. They fought in Korea. They fought in Vietnam. They fought in the war against terror, the Gulf War. They fought in so many different places here. And like both my parents served, and Dad landed on D-Day in Normandy. We talk about his experiences, you know, in the war, getting ready and all this when he was a drone instructor, and then he was in Wyoming where they were stationed and training people. And he would talk about his walking tour of Europe, but he never talked about landing.
Really?
On D-Day. He mentioned at one time that he had lost most of his heavy weapons platoon.
Come wow.
Across. He mentioned that one time. And then he never talked about it, really. I probably should have at some point questioned him about it, but I didn't. Because he was obviously he didn't want to talk
well,
about it.
Well, maybe you knew instinctively that, yeah. You know. Well, that's interesting. That's a double-sided sword, if you will.
Well, you know
you want to talk to him about, yeah, like knowing the history in those moments, but at the same time, knowing that you're respecting something that was uncomfortable for him, his privacy.
The other thing, too, is once Saving Private Ryan, when that came out, I just said to him, because my dad liked to go to the movies, I said, Dad, you might want to, you know, that first few minutes of Saving Private Ryan coming across the beach, pretty dramatic, it's pretty explicit. And he goes, well, he says, I still see that every day.
Wow.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Wow. And that's the only thing, you know, I never knew that my dad had, you know, really, he probably suffered from PTSD like, you know, a lot of people did. I mean, how could you not after that?
Mm-hmm.
He was a solid guy. He was a businessman. He was a very, very much a success He and Mom were married forever before he passed away. So, but he was a true American hero. The as they all were back then. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes right after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping veterans, families, seniors, business owners since 1993. That's Judy Maxwell. She's got the answer for all your questions. 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. That's what happens. You push this button, it shoots that 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott, live on this Memorial Day. Remember, all federal, state, city, and county offices will be closed today. Banks, schools, and post office. Garbage will be picked up tomorrow. It's a federal holiday. And we look at the weather. It's currently 55 degrees in the down. Is that correct?
Yep, you're closer
All right.
than the other one.
Okay, and then the highs will be 75 today and the lows of 56. Okay, while Memorial Day is here for honoring military personnel who died in service, businesses across the nation are showing veterans and active duty military personnel a little love. Okay, chains including 7-Eleven, Applebee's, Outback Steakhouse, along with retailers such as Sherwin-Williams and Walgreens, all have deals for personnel past and present. Here's a list of the restaurants and stores open on Memorial Day, too. We're not even going to go there.
You know, I understand Logan Steakhouse has got a free dinner.
There you go.
Between 3 and 6. You might want to check that one out. So, I think the other things that we see going on, well, is besides what's going on today, again, let's just mention those. Out at Anderson, at the Anderson Cemetery, today at 11 o'clock, there's going to be a ceremony at 11 at Anderson. It's a good ceremony. They have a number of things happening. And then tonight at 5 minutes till 6 at IGO at the cemetery there, get there early. You could probably get there by, 5:30 at the latest. They're going to have a large ceremony with a number of people participating in this. And then Thursday at the 11 o'clock at the Civic Auditorium out in Veterans Grove, there will be another ceremony then at 11. It's usually followed by lunch, but you might want to check that one out. And then in about a week, they're going to have on June 6th, D-Day, the 75th anniversary of D-Day, they're going to have a ceremony at the Eaton House. And that's going to consist of
Barron's Eaton Home.
Right.
From 7 to 8 p.m., Honor Guard will be there to present the new American flag. Arch Pugh, our good friend, he's a pillar in the community. He's going to lead the pledge. We're going to be doing some, of course, the national anthem, and we're going to be doing some patriotic songs. And Arch is going to also discuss the importance of the celebration. There'll be ice cream sundaes for all, and that'll be fun. So that's the Remembering Armed Forces Remembrance Day, June 6th from 7 to 8 p.m. So some of the headlines today, Carl, I just went over a few. Of course, the first one is Remember the Fallen on Memorial Day. Okay, so then the other one is Trump is dining with the Emperor. President Donald Trump is in Japan for a state visit that will make him the first world leader to meet the country's new emperor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing that. Of course, it shows sumo wrestling.
Sumo wrestling.
No, but it shows sumo wrestlers.
I thought you said showed him wrestling. He was... Boy, I tell you what, would they get off on this?
Shinzo Abe, they've taken him, the Japanese prime minister was
right,
taken
him,
to play golf and to watch sumo wrestling.
Yeah, he was there to watch the sumo wrestlers,
right.
But he was not sumo wrestling.
No, but that's probably one of their, one of their big...
He will be by the end of the day.
Probably. Okay, she survived 17 days lost in Hawaiian wilderness, time to celebrate. Hundreds of volunteers who aided the search and rescue of Amanda Eller will celebrate today at a barbecue bash in Maui. The party reflects the relief and joy expressed by friends and family. She was a physical therapist and yoga instructor who walked into a Hawaiian forest on May 8th and was not seen again for more than 2 weeks. She survived on wild fruit, water, grit, and determination. On Friday, searchers in a helicopter spotted her near a creek bed, and she was airlifted to safety about 2 hours later. She suffered a leg fracture and abrasions, was sunburned and hungry, but otherwise in good shape. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine going off. Well, you know what? People think that Hawaii is, they have different visions of Hawaii than mm-hmm. it is. They have some really tremendous cliffs and mountains, not mountains like the Rockies, but very high ridges. And they've got tremendous amount of forest, and this is rainforest types with thick undergrowth, and there's no trails through it and all this because of all the amount of water there is.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah.
Okay,
But first of all, I can't understand, frankly, is how she could stay that long. Once she's gone, there are enough people to go through there. But so this is a pretty large area.
I guess. In other headline news today, Uber submarine called Scuber will take you to the Great Barrier Reef. Uber's launching a new submarine service, aptly named Scuber, to a select number of riders starting today. The company touts the service as the world's first rideshare submarine where riders can explore Australia's Great Barrier Reef, but it may be tough to get a ride. Experience will only be available through June 18th, according to a news release. Scuber will cost $2,060, including a one-hour submarine ride and scenic helicopter transfers to and from mainland Queensland. One of the goals, beyond giving people a unique exploration opportunity, is to support the conservation of the Great Barrier Reef. Would you do that?
What, go down in a
submarine? Scuba, take a helicopter ride. I mean, you know, for $2,000, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's true. No, I would do that. I would like to get onto the one where it's you go into space and it can shoot you into space.
Oh.
Kind of going up. They have one of those that are coming. I think that's like 100,000.
Well,
but you know,
do the Barrier Reef.
Well, the Barrier Reef, true.
And the Stanley Cup Finals begin.
You know, that's a moment of silence for Ted Leidy right now.
The Bruins?
His Sharks were,
trounced.
Trounced in the last game. He came out for your birthday. He said, I'm not going to watch. I got everything being DVR'd, but where we were at, they threw it on the screen, and that was it. He and I ended up in the bar looking at it. And they got beat.
It's going to be the finals between Boston Bruins and the St. Louis Blues.
That's who beat them, the Blues.
There you go. That's some of the little things going on.
Here's some biggest things, is that the right-wing parties in the European Union won in the United Kingdom, France, and Italy, as the nationalists who intend to chip away at EU power up their share. The National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen in France defeated Emmanuel Macron's En Marche 24-22, according to reports. A vote for France and the people, Le Pen said. Nigel Farage's Brexit Party, which wants the UK to leave the European Union without a deal, was in first place with 32% of the vote, according to Bloomberg. And, of course, Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, had said she will, she has resigned. And she said, this has been a failure trying to get all this stuff done. But so she has resigned. And then Matteo Salvini, an anti-immigrant populist, saw his lead come in first at 30% in Italy. The Greens, though, in Germany, finishing second to Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Union Bloc. So this is big news. What's happening is the people and, you know, the nationalists and people that are more conservative are coming up into the and winning these elections because of what's happening through this immigration, this open borders immigration fiasco they've got in their hands, where it's just a matter of time in Italy, unless things change, that there will be more people of Muslim religion than there will be of Catholic in Italy, and that the growth rate of immigrants from Islamic countries is going to thoroughly overwhelm the birth rate of Italy, of Italians. That the most popular name in Germany for babies was Muhammad.
What?
Yeah. Was Muhammad in Germany as far as babies being born. You're seeing attacks in London. They're daily attacks with people with knives, not guns, but with knives. People getting points. Some of these gangs getting points by where you stab people. I know. This is just kind of getting away from them over there. And we have to take a look because over in Europe, in many cases, they have migrated. They have not merged. They have not become a melting pot in Europe. In many of these countries, they have taken over. They've taken over blocks. They've taken over neighborhoods. They've taken over areas where they do not want to assimilate. They want to continue to have Sharia law. They want to continue to have the lifestyle they had in this other country, except they want things to be better for them. with this lifestyle. In other words, better hospitalization, better medical, more money, these kind of things and jobs, but still have the Sharia law and all these other. Well, the problem that I see is the lack of assimilation. The thing when we have so many millions of people trying to get into our country without a plan to assimilate, to have them bring them in and have, okay, you can come here to, we're coming into these areas and these areas, you're being sponsored, there's jobs for you, there's education is one thing, but to come in by the thousands and the thousands, which is happening right now, and going into areas where we can't assimilate them, we don't have the infrastructure to do all that. It's a worrisome thing that's going on at the border right now. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Joint Commission has said they have noted that Shasta Regional Medical Center is an advanced primary stroke facility, comprehensive treatment for stroke, caring for patients affected by stroke, beginning with an immediate evaluation and screening and treatment throughout the crisis. And then follow on treatment. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on Memorial Day weekend, the 27th of May.
Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Help us down. Put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of a liberty. Started shaking her fist, and the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam or rock a slam, but I ain't letting you.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, we bleed red, white, and blue in this station. You know, I'm not ashamed of that.
I'm proud of that. Yeah.
This is Memorial Day. We've all shed blood. And my friends, we've all shed blood in one way or the other in defense of this country. Some have given that final sacrifice and are buried. Or missing, but have left, you know, but are gone now. And here's your chance today. Go out to Anderson at 11 o'clock and pay homage to those who have died, or out at Igo at 5:55 this evening. Get there early for the ceremony out there, or Thursday over at the Civic Auditorium at the Veterans Grove right there to pay, you know, to remember, you know, not to pay homage, but to remember those who have given their lives for this country.
And what time is the Veterans Grove on Thursday?
That's 11 o'clock.
Okay, good.
11 o'clock. We'll talk more about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business, as are many of the businesses that advertise with us. And at the barbershop, if you give them a call at 244-9478, you make an appointment. And that way you don't have to wait. Though you can go in there early.
You know, we talk about justice served, and I really want to cover this just for a second today about the college scandal, the college admissions scam involving, you know, a couple named actresses, many of them went to court, and there are several of them that pleaded guilty. It is the largest college admissions scandal in the history of the United States. It's played out in federal courthouse in Boston. The Justice Department began its sweeping case dubbed Varsity Blues with guilty pleas in March from a handful of defendants led by the scheme's mastermind, Rick Singer. He admitted to funneling portions of $25 million in bribes from rich parents to coaches, test cheaters, and others to get their children in some of the nation's top universities. Wealthy parents such as, you know, we've heard Felicity Huffman, a wine vineyard owner, a prominent attorney, as well as college coaches. And all 16 so far out of the 50 total defendants in the nationwide case have waived their rights to trial, to plead guilty in crimes and deals with prosecutors. Additional parents have agreed to plead guilty, while others, including actress Lori Loughlin, dig in for a legal battle. Many have faced damaging evidence, including emails, in some cases, secretly recorded phone calls. All right, so I went through the list. Felicity admitted to paying bribes to have someone cheat on their children's ACT or SAT tests, and others who paid larger amounts to have their children classified as athletic recruits. So here's what I'm wondering. Okay, so we hope that in our legal system, I'm happy to see this happen in our legal system, because you always know that people say, well, crime pays and money you know, you can buy anything with money.
Money walks.
And so now some of these people may spend millions of dollars on great attorneys that are going to be, you know, drug out through the courts for 6 months to a year and maybe they'll get a lesser charge because they'll say, I didn't know. I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong.
That I was laundering money. I didn't realize I was lying. I didn't realize I was paying bribes. Yeah, they're going to say that, but you know what's going to happen? Then they start adding things onto it. Like the celebrity that pleaded guilty, apologized and all that, she got off with, you know, she may have to spend 4 months in jail, but she still, you know, she was hammered, but, you know, 4 months in jail. The other one who's fighting it could end up in jail for like 10 years.
Well, they have a whole bunch of here, but these are the kind of charges. Singer pleaded guilty racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, conspiracy to defraud U.S., and obstructions of justice and a forfeiture of $3.4 million in other assets.
Yeah.
So you go
that's
down.
The guy that's the guy that organizes.
Yeah.
This is the one that he would approach people and say, I can get your kid into school. And people then would pay him. They'd make donations to the school or they'd pay. This one rapper said, my daughter got into USC without me doing that. Of course, this is right after he had given a $2 million donation to USC. I'm sure it had nothing to do with that at all. I'm sure it had nothing to do with it at all. She didn't go through the, she took her SATs. But this was just, and the kids knew about it. Some of the kids were in there. They were pretending they were rowing on the rowing team. They pretended they were in the water polo team. And all this was a way to, you know, they were skimming the money off the top. They were giving it to coaches. They were giving it to this guy. And then there were donations made to the schools.
Okay, so one, for instance, Mark Waddell, former private school counselor in Florida and test taker, the charges. He pleaded guilty to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. I don't know what that means. And conspiracy to commit money laundering.
Well, that's what this is. When they gave these bribes, it became money laundering. People don't realize that. That's a big thing.
Recommended time for him in jail is 33 to 41 months in prison.
Okay. So he goes to prison. It won't be like San Quentin. He'll go to Brushy Mountain
Stewart prison.
Martha Stewart prison.
Right.
You're right. But it's still prison. And it's still a felony. And it still is forfeiture of everything. But these, this one woman who's fighting it, the one from the,
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, she's fighting it, and they've got so much evidence. But then again, you know, she's saying, I didn't know it. So we'll find out when she goes to court. And if she gets hammered, she gets hammered.
Well, Huffman has pleaded guilty, conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud.
Yeah.
They are saying 4 months of prison for her.
Right. Because she came out and said, you know what, I did it. I'm sorry I did it. I apologize to everybody. It was, you know, I should not have done it. And so she took full responsibility. Okay, fine. You've taken full responsibility. You're going to be a felon. You forfeited all this money. So we're going to put you in jail for 4 months.
So now my question,
It could be a little bit over
right.
4 months.
So this is just about 15 that have come to pleading guilty. There's 50 that are still fighting it. I mean, of the 50, there's still the remainder that are fighting it. But my question is, what about the kids?
Well, the kids, here's the other part.
Don't you think they knew?
Some of the kids did know because they participated in this. But I said some of them pretended they were rowing. Others pretended they were in water polo, and they were taking photos of them. So they were complicit in this. Jade Eden, who is a daughter of one of these people, I'm not sure which one, hasn't shown up for classes at USC. Other people are looking at these kids that were allowed in the schools, you know, and they're saying is they shouldn't be here. They didn't get the SATs, or they didn't do this, or they didn't do that, or they were paid. But what about the people that paid the money just to make sure their kids were really looked at? Not necessarily to change the SATs, but just to kind of, because they met all the qualifications, but they just weren't chosen.
Right.
They met all the qualifications to get to school, but weren't chosen. But they use this as a way to get their kids into the schools.
It's such a scandal. I think that, and even if you don't know, and you're right, like, you know, piggybacking on what you're saying is that, you know, you work really hard or you think that, you know, you're just trying to get into the school, so you want to make sure it's right. So did this guy do this to, you know, the singer? Did he do this for everybody that went to him? Like everybody was he was laundering for everybody, or were there cases?
You know how this started? It started just like you're getting ready to say. It started when these parents approached him and said, look, our kid has done this and this and this. We really want to get him into the school. What can you do? Can you help him? And he says, well, gosh, he was off like, you know, like 10 questions on his SAT. Yeah. Yes, I can help you. And they said, well, we'll make a donation to the school. We'll make a donation to your company. I'm not sure that's how it started, but it usually starts mm-hmm. off really innocent in a way. And so he helped one person. Mm-hmm. And then those people told somebody else. And then somebody mm-hmm. approached him. Now, then all of a sudden it became big money. And now he started bringing in coaches saying, hey, look, if you just say that you need this person on your water polo team, and this is the way they did mm-hmm. it, on your water polo team, you're going to make this much money. You know, I'm just going to pay you this much money. And it gets them in school. And now, that's totally illegal, but then he found coaches that went along with this, including national-level Olympic coaches that went along with this.
So do you think that part of this, the outrage I'm feeling, is that when you've got money and you're VIP, you go to the front of the line?
If you got daddy and mommy are VIP.
No.
That's the way it is.
You get front row seats. You get passes.
Yes.
You get, oh, you're so-and-so's daughter. You're going to, oh, okay.
How many times did you have when we were at the Golden Boot? Now, Golden Boot Award was, of course, for all these Western stars, the directors, producers. I don't know how many times somebody would come up to me and introduce themselves as, I'm Guy Madison's daughter. I'm so-and-so's daughter. Or, I'm so-and-so's son. It wasn't them. They weren't famous. It was mm-hmm. their parents that were famous. That's why they were there. You know, and we did, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I mean, and that's what's happening with these kids. Who knows what they'll become later on in life? Well, if they got a launch from USC or UCLA mm-hmm. or Stanford or Harvard or any of these, so they got a launch from there. But now everything they've done is tainted because of that. Imagine getting in and your parents are rich and you got in on your own. Now people are going to look at you, though,
right?
And just say, you know what?
And if you're friends with the people who possibly bribed,
yeah,
and you didn't really know that they were doing that,
they did not earn it. And here's the thing that offends me the most. We got to take a break. These people did not earn it, and people that did earn it through their own hard work and their parents' sacrifice to get them into these top level schools were not chosen. Because these people cheated and paid money because they had the money. That is the worst offense
right.
of anything.
I agree with you.
Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. Remembering our past and looking into the future. Gosh, 52 years young is SST Oil down on Windham Lane. Monitor heaters, Toyo water heaters. And they have something called the CFN Fleetwide Fueling Network that if you get that card, it's good at 59,000 places in the United States, including the middle of a Nevada desert in the middle of the night. It worked. And when that happens, you just can't help but say, thank you, SST Oil. Always looking for great employees over there. Give them a call at 241-1167 SST Oil. We'll be right back. 8:46 in the morning here on the 27th of May.
Coming to America, never looking back again. Coming to America, home. Gonna seem so far away. We're traveling light today. In the eye of the storm. In the eye of.
Get your morning update with us. Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
And now back to our show.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low, and a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Hey, tonight at Tiger Field, we're going to have the Colt 45s going against the Reading Tiger Cats. I think that's what they're called. The Tiger Cats or the, what are they called? Tiger Cats. And,
Ringtails.
Ringtails. Tiger Cats, Ringtails. The Reading Ringtails.
Okay, tonight. The Reading Ringtails. Colt 45s versus Reading for car and campfire first responders night.
That's right. And tonight also is that game's brought to you by our friends over at Jersey Mike's.
Yep.
And Bev Mills and her husband.
Bev and Mike. They are great, Bev, you guys.
Yep. Jersey Mike's.
They do so much for our veterans.
They do.
They do so much for our community.
They really do.
They're unsung heroes, those two.
They, you know what they do is they give all the receipts of like an afternoon to a good cause. It can be a veteran's cause. It's been a number of things. We're talking about tens of thousands of dollars. Nobody even knows about it because they do it. They do it. Unsung heroes. Now, here's something that's coming up that I think that I think these people are absolutely right. The top editor of the New York Times is predicting the death of local newspapers within 5 years, lamenting it as the greatest crisis in American journalism. He said the economic model is gone. And you know what? And I can't help but think that he could be right. I don't know if it's 5 years. But right now, in the last several years, 1,500 newspapers have gone under, have ceased to publish. And it's not just big newspapers. We're talking about local news. Think of what would happen if we did not have the Record Searchlight. Think about that. You know what I mean? People complain about the Record Searchlight. Oh, it's this. It's that. But it needs to be, you know, if you're complaining because it's too far left or you're complaining because it's too far right, it means it's probably doing its job. Plus, they have great stories on local things. They do a lot of the stories they have, you know, you end up on the front page or some of these have nothing to do with us. But you got to remember they're part of Gannett. And Gannett, which is USA Today, feeds things down there. And it probably has the final say on some stuff. I don't know if they have a final say on the front page. However, that their number of people that are working at these local newspapers now have just dropped dramatically. Silas Lyon, who used to be the editor of this paper, is now overseeing the operations of five separate papers for Gannett. Five. And when you have that, that means they're losing personnel. Right now, it used to be you could walk into the Record Searchlight. Now you have to kind of like call ahead to make sure there's that somebody's there so you can get in to talk to somebody.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I was, you know, I don't know that for sure, but I do know that from somebody that does know that says that, you know, this is because they've got people, they're just short so many people. They're out working or they're running around out there. They're working from home or things like this because they just don't have enough people to cover everything. Jim Schultz retired, several others retired there. Anyone who cares about the news should take this on as an issue. They're going to die in the next 5 years, except the ones been bought by local billionaires. He says, I'm not worried about Los Angeles or New York. I just don't know what model is covering the school boards in Newark, New Jersey. That makes me nervous. And it's the same thing here. Who does who will cover the local news if it's not the Record Searchlight? You can say, well, you know, they're online. Well, that doesn't – I notice stories that are in the paper aren't online, and stories online never make it to the paper. That's interesting why that would be. Why doesn't it make it, if it's on the front page of the paper, why doesn't it go into Reading.com, which is what we have. This is the way we use it. Plus, we get the paper here every day to use, you know, in our stories and to get it, you know, see what some other things that are going on. A lot of the stuff we do is online, of course. You know, it's a
– this is part of that thing that bothers me about anonymity. You know, you could walk down the street years ago or even 10 years ago, buy a paper and not have cameras everywhere that could follow your every move. Now you've got a debit card. Now you have a – how many times have you gone in? You're tracked everywhere you go, and that does bother me. Satellite images can come down and see you on the street.
Well, they see it on – they see your house.
Well, I mean, they can hone in on where you are.
Yeah, they see your house, and you can be tracked by your phone.
So reading articles eventually on your phone will be able to lead to people that will know exactly what you read.
It already does. They already know, and they know what things you look at. That's why you get all these ads on your computer that are things that you looked at one time. Like, why do I continue to get, you know, two-man all-weather tents to be used in the mountains.
And why? And what's wrong with going to the mountains and getting lost for a while? You want to get off the grid. You want to get people to bug you.
But they look at this, and then, you know, and I'm reading something in national news, and there was Julie Winter's picture popped up when she was running for office.
Yep.
I thought, well, that's clever.
They buy those pop-up ads, and
they love it.
Well,
they do, but it's the guys that know what you're looking for. Anyway, in over the 15 years, 1,400 towns and cities across America have lost a local news outlet. Also, they reported by the Pew Research Center is that newspaper circulation has steadily dropped for the past 30 years, and ad revenue generated by outlets tanked dramatically in 2006 and continued to decline. And that's where we're going. Local news is dying, and it's taking small-town America with it. You know, I think we ought to get Silas Lyons on here and talk about this. Because what happens if we lose it? What happens if we lose the Record Searchlight? I mean, we're here. We're kind of like the newspaper of the air, but you know, we also depend on advertising and, you know, quote circulation like that. So that's one of the things that, you know, that you know, are we going to that electronic? Are we going to online? You know, so much that we're losing track of who we are.
Well, I think that this is what happens when you, again, when we talk about not communicating anymore because you got your face in a phone. And before we end today, rest in peace, Brett Starr, who passed away yesterday.
Bart Starr.
Gosh, okay. Rest in peace. Starr. That's right. 85. He ushered in the Super Bowl era with two championships for the Green Bay Packers. He was the most valuable player in Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II, and so the headline goes, there wasn't a before or an after. There was only Bart Starr, stuck between eras of the NFL. Starr won more than least titles than any quarterback not named Tom Brady.
That's right. He won five titles. And he won three in the NFL and the first two Super Bowls. He came out. He was a 18th round draft choice. He didn't do well until Vince Lombardi showed up at the Green Bay Packers. He and Lombardi never had a losing season after they teamed up when Lombardi showed up from the Giants. The guy was outstanding. You got to remember back in those days when they were playing, everybody had a second job too. The interior line, that today would be making millions, had car dealerships and furniture stores. It was a different era. But the guy was great. He still holds the record for pass completions in playoffs, Bart Starr.
So remember today at 11 o'clock in Anderson at the cemetery is a Memorial Day celebration, a memorial for our fallen, as well as 5:55 tonight out in Igo. And this Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial Grove in front of the Civic.
And tomorrow, Haven Humane joins us. And throughout the rest of this week, we've got a lot of different people coming on, including the Shasta Speaks on Friday. Everybody have a great day. Remember our fallen.